The new regulations would force New York power plants to reduce emissions of the two leading causes of acid rain. The plants would have to cut sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide emissions by more than half of the 1990 Clean Air Amendment levels. John Sheehan is the spokesman for the advocacy group, the Adirondack Council.
We feel that New York is setting an example for the rest of the United States. This was the step that we needed to show the Midwest that we were willing to take in order to ask them to do the same thing.
But many power plant owners in the state feel singling out New York's facilities will put them at a competitive disadvantage. They also say reducing New York's emissions will not prevent acid rain from reaching the Adirondacks. To do that, they say power plants across the country would have to adopt similar regulations. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is currently reviewing the draft proposal and public comment. The agency expects to have a final decision sometime this fall. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brody.